I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
One act of goodness every single day for 100 days is what we're offering you guys. We're calling it 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Today is day 26. You guys just got to hit us up. Tell us what you need. Could be big things, small things. Just tell us, and we'll try to get it done for you guys. Today, Scott Kiefer, he is the instruments director from CSO, the Gift of Music Foundation. Hey, Scott, how are you this morning?
Hey, we are great. We're glad to be here.
Scott was just telling me that he was a radio DJ for how many years?
18.
18
wow.
years.
Wow.
And if you're an old school Burt Show listener, the signal that we first came in on, which is 100.5, which was like, I couldn't even get it down the street. Imagine this here, right? It's my very first hosting job, and I'm so nervous about it anyway. I get to Atlanta. We're on this little signal, 100.5, and I live a mile and a half, 2 miles from the radio station. This is my big break, my career break here, and I can't set my clock radio, the alarm, to the radio station because I couldn't hear it. The signal didn't get to my house in Sandy Springs.
Down the street.
Right, and he used to be on that radio station.
Years ago, yeah, it was over in Alabama. They moved it here. So
there it is. All right, Scott, so tell us all about the Gift of Music Foundation.
Yeah, we started in 2015. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The original idea was there's probably a lot of kids that would like to start learning an instrument in a school band program, and they can't afford it. Band instruments are really expensive. And we also know at the same time there's probably thousands and thousands sitting in people's closets because they played the saxophone 20 years ago or something. So how do we get these out of the closets and get them to the kids that want to play musical instruments but can't afford them? That was the original idea. And we started a little nonprofit 10 years ago, myself and my good friend Chris Monroe, and immediately we start getting donated instruments from everywhere. We put up a website, and we found out there's hardly anybody doing this. So if somebody would, you know, in Seattle, Washington, would Google, how do I donate an instrument, we would come up, and they would send it to us. So we started getting just tons and tons of stuff. And as we grew over the years, as we evolved what we did, our primary goal was to get instruments to kids for beginning band. And we started seeing, well, we get those. We also get a lot of donated instruments that don't really work for that, guitars and drums and keyboards and things like that. So we created a used instrument store, and we a lot of times will convert that to money and then buy the instruments that we need for the kids for the school. So no matter what someone donates, it winds up turning into helping kids get instruments for school programs.
Very, 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 very cool.
I was this kid growing up. Yep. I was in sixth grade, wanted to play drums. I went and I was going to be in the school band. I went, did the tests, was going to play drums. Mom was single mom at the time, couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. And I remember crying because I couldn't play drums in the band.
And music is just so important. You know, it's not just a hobby. It really, there's so many studies that show that kids that do music and study music excel in math, in creative things, in writing. Social aspect is a huge thing.
Sure.
Because when you're in a band program, you have to learn that you're not always the soloist. You're not always the star. That sometimes it's very important to be the guy in the back playing the notes that the soloist can work to. And that's a social lesson that a lot of kids don't get.
Yeah. Well, there's some real irony here that it helps you out so much socially when the member of our staff that has the most social awkwardness is going to help you out this morning. And that is Messy Mikey. So what is the ask?
Well, we want any instrument that someone is no longer needing or using, because we will put it to use. We will either provide it to someone who can't afford an instrument, or we will get it to someone who's willing to pay for it, which gives us the funds to then buy instruments to provide to kids. So either way, any kind of a gifted instrument goes to help kids get instruments to start.
So Messy Mikey is like an onion. We are just peeling back layers time and time again. Look at this great drum set he has here, man.
I thought you were going to say he's an onion because he smells bad.
Wow. I think you smell bad.
Abbott. That was mean. I was like 12 years old. I was working in lawns. I started saving up money because I was going to be the next big thing on drums. I was going to be, nobody's ever seen something like this before. Turns out I'm missing two of the main components that you need to play drums, which is patience and rhythm. So, yeah, kind of fell apart, and my drums collected dust for about 10 years.
So how many times did you actually use it before you're just like, okay, I'm putting this thing away?
Anytime you're mad at the world, it's a good thing to just smash a bunch of drums.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Are you mad today?
I can get mad.
You want to give us 5 seconds or 10 seconds?
Mad, yeah. Okay. I got 5 seconds.
Yeah.
In me.
So before, a few minutes ago, we played a game and you guys played. And originally the idea was to have Mikey play because he's got drums. I figured he could play. I was like, Mikey, can you play your drums? He goes, I know one drum fill. And that was it. So this is the drum fill that Mikey knows, his one and only.
Okay. Nope. 10 years of the drums. Here we go.
It's good.
Yes,
sir. You missed out, dude. That's where your real talent lies.
Dang it.
Just 5 seconds on drums. So, Scott, Mikey here generously is going to hook you up with these drums, and with any luck at all, you can find a family that fits absolutely perfectly.
Absolutely. I guarantee you there's 500 kids right now going, man, I would love to have that drum set.
So let me ask you this on the other end of it. You have people that hit you up on your site also saying, hey, my kid could really use a flute. My kid could really use some drums.
Correct. That's some of it. We also work with school systems all around the area. We have representatives who work with band directors, and so we find those opportunities all over the state, really. I mean, we cover 17 or 18 counties. We have about 1,500 to 2,000 kids at any given time that have one of our instruments.
When you first started this vision, did you see it going to this point?
Oh, my goodness, no. I mean, we wanted to. The day that we dreamed this up, we sat at a restaurant and wrote ideas on cocktail napkins for about 6 hours. Yeah. 10 years later, about 20% of those cocktail napkins have come to life. We did dream that it would become a big force. We did dream that it would, and we still hope that we can expand it beyond Atlanta. Our long-term goal is to make it nationwide. We accept instrument donations from all over the country. We've gotten things from all 50 states and from other countries as well. One of the nice things is, I would want to mention, is if you go to our website to donate an instrument, we will pay to ship it. There's a process on there where you say, this is what I'm going to have. And if you're in, you know, North Carolina, you will ship it. We give you the shipping labels and everything to get it to us.
All right. So to just wrap this thing up, where can they go to get information?
Giftofmusic.org is our main website. There's a quick link right on the front that says how to donate an instrument. You just fill out a little form telling us what you have, and someone will contact you and arrange to get it to us. If it's in the metro Atlanta area, we can either pick it up or you can drop it off. If it's outside, it can be shipped to us at no cost to the donor.
Great. And let this be the example for you guys, too. If you need anything, just hit us up, all right? Yes. You just go right to the website, and you'll see the ask right there. It's 100 days of good goes round.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bird Show.
All right, so I woke up this morning. Actually, this was a great idea yesterday, and it was one of those things where you remember you were talking yesterday about how sometimes you get really fired up about something. Uh-huh. You invite your friends out, you're all excited. Hey, let's go out on Friday, and it's Tuesday, and then Friday rolls around, and you're like, God, I don't want to go out.
Yeah, that was a me on Thursday idea. Now it's Friday morning, okay. So things are different.
Yeah, this was me yesterday sitting in front of the computer trying to fill out the schedule going, you know what? We haven't done a plea to the fifth in a while. I'll take it. I'll take the hit today, right? And then I woke up in the morning and I saw the schedule. I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Abby, explain to them what plead the fifth is.
Plead the fifth is an opportunity for all the cast members to submit questions anonymously for another cast member to answer. And they can only plead the fifth on one of the questions as to hopefully push them into answering these really uncomfortable questions that make them squirm a little bit.
Bird Show, I am ready to plead the fifth.
Five super uncomfortable questions for Bird. He can only pass on one of them. It's the Bird Show's plead the fifth.
So I reached out to Mo and Abby yesterday and I asked them to send me questions. And the first question that one person sent made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
Because, Bert, you have been passing around a picture this week of a former relationship.
Debbie!
Who is the girl in that picture?
I posted her on Instagram. People love Debbie. Debbie Pierce was my first love, seventh grade. We hung out in the eighth grade. We had on again, off again, whatever, through high school, my freshman year of college also. But the picture is so sweet. And it's so her because her smile is ear to ear in this. She was just so enthusiastic about life, right? And she's like, I don't know, 8 inches taller than I am?
About that.
And we're holding hands in the most seventh grade way possible. So it was Debbie Pierce.
All right. So the first question, and I know you guys started in seventh grade. Let's picture Debbie as an 18-year-old senior, at least for the purpose of this question.
Okay.
Because the person wrote, what was Debbie Pierce like in the sack?
Oh, yo. What?
God.
What? Let me try to keep this as PG as possible. So we were both each other's firsts.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I lied and told her I was more experienced than I really was.
What number did you give her? Like, did you give her a number that you had?
No. Is she on the line or something?
No, but dang on it. That would have been that one. Yeah,
yeah.
Why are you thinking that,
man? We were each other's first. How was she? It was our first time. I mean, I was just happy to get it over with, and I think she probably was also.
But obviously not good enough to keep forever.
Well, I mean, we dated all the way through our freshman or sophomore year of college, so it was going pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You look like you were struggling through that.
She's just so sweet. Like, I don't want this to get back to her. And I just got a picture of her as, like, you know, as an adult woman, what she looks like now, uh-huh. She's still very attractive.
I haven't seen the pictures yet. I want to see them.
She's probably 6'8".
All right. Second question. What is one thing you're jealous of when it comes to Joe, your ex-wife Stacy's fiance?
Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah, I had this surreal moment. I think it was around Thanksgiving. I think I might have mentioned this to you guys, where Joe went with Stacy and my kids to South Carolina outside of Charleston, and they all took a picture together on the same piece of driftwood that me and the kids and Stacy used to take every single year. And I looked at that picture, and I'm like, this dude is in my life. Like, that was my life for so long. So I did have a little twinge of like, dang, that I'm a little jealous about that. Like, I don't want to change anything. I'm happy for them and all, but just that particular picture in that order that I took with them when they were 4, 5, 6 years old, and now they're as adults with Joe, it was a little surreal.
Yeah.
I was definitely jealous.
All right, you've made it to the halfway point.
Okay.
You are yet to plead the fifth, so you still have that in your back pocket. Bert, you're forced to choose. Give up all your money and start over, or never see your kids again.
Oh, I give what up my money. You give my money up, of course. That's not, yeah. That's,
what would you do? Now, this is not count as a question. I'm just curious. What would you do?
Like, can I keep half of it for one kid?
Nope. if you did start over, like from scratch, what would you do other than radio? And this does not count towards the five questions. I'm just curious.
If I had to start my career back then or start a career now?
Now. Right now.
Yeah, I think Amanda and I are looking into this now. We're already planning a travel experience, like where we take, it's a little bit like what Abby does, except it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So where we're going to take people traveling around the world, and we have these really exclusive nooks and crannies to take them to. And she's a photographer, so she's going to be taking photography the whole way. We're going to give them table books. And so it's going to be,
That's a great idea. I can see you guys on a TV show on the Travel Channel or something like that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that I want to do because I love it, and it's going to be sort of a side hustle because we don't necessarily need the cash. It'd be nice to make a profit off of it, right? So I can have a lot of fun with this, but I love traveling so much and bringing that to people that have equal kind of mentality when it comes to traveling and making it a really special experiences. And then I'm getting so excited as we talk about it. Amanda being able to give them this album of memories that they had on the trip because she's so good at it. We're really excited about it.
All right, question number 4. We're going to focus on the lies. What is the biggest lie you've ever told your kids and they still don't know it?
The biggest lie I ever told my kids and they still don't know it. Lie. Hey, I'm not trying to duck the question. I just can't think of anything that if I've erred with my kids, it's erring too much on the side of honesty and my background. And maybe I opened up some things to them that they wouldn't have because dad did it back in the day. Okay. They asked me about hard drugs, that I have told them that I never tried, but I really did.
Good one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. You made it to the last question. What's the most selfish decision you've ever made that you don't regret, but probably should?
Dang.
The most selfish decision that I ever made that I don't regret that I probably should. And I still have a plead the fifth left, right? I have one.
Yeah, but don't punk out on the last.
Selfish. The most selfish decision I ever made. Dang it. I'm just having a hard time coming up with one. And I'm sure there have been plenty. The most selfish decision. Okay. All right. We were flying internationally, me and my kids, and I got upgraded.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did. I did.
You left them in steerage?
See you around, boys! See you on the other side. So that probably covers it.
All right. You made it through the gauntlet.
Woo! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Debbie Pierce.
Thank you. All right, real quick here. I have been trying to get into this car for days now, and I haven't been able to. The driveless cars that are now in Atlanta.
It looks kind of terrifying, though. Yeah,
the Waymos.
The Waymos.
Yes,
right.
Renee was in Austin like a month ago, and they had them in Austin before here in Atlanta, and she did it. She called me from the Waymo.
Wow.
How'd you feel about it?
She was kind of psyched about it.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to do it on the air, like live on the air.
Yeah.
I've seen them downtown Atlanta, but and I tried a couple of days ago. They became much more accessible in Atlanta, and you can go on Uber. And if you're, I think, in that downtown area, mm-hmm. you said like Virginia Highlands and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
All the videos I've seen on social media, it's always like, oh, this is me getting picked up from neighbor's pub and then going to blah, blah, blah area on the Beltline. So I don't think they're necessarily getting them out on the highway.
Right. They're not yet.
They do still have some kinks to work out, though, because mm-hmm. I watched a thing on YouTube yesterday where one of them in Austin got pulled over by the cops.
Oh, is that right?
It went through a construction zone, and it couldn't figure out the signage quite right, and it did. It was going the wrong way down the street.
So if you're in the right part of town, go to Uber and order. I think it's Uber X, and it'll give you the drop down to order Waymo if you're that gutsy.
The Burt Show.
There is a crazy phenomenon that when you get 1 mile outside the city center of the worst place on earth, Tampa, Florida, the entire vibe shifts. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. So if you know my history with Tampa, that's where most of my family lives. It's where most of my family is moving to. I grew up in a place called Jacksonville, but everyone's kind of migrating more south because Tampa is just a little bit more aesthetic. But the problem is every time I go to Tampa, my mom gets really excited about the possibility of me meeting the love of my life in Tampa so I get trapped there for the rest of my life. But the problem is, Tampa has a very specific type of man that I like to call the Miami reject. He's not a Tampa native. Let me make this very clear that I'm not speaking about Tampa natives when I talk about my hatred for this city. It is the transplants that make this city the worst. And there's a specific type of guy that moves to Tampa. He tries Miami first. He probably can't afford it. His like Oracle job or whatever he can't get promoted to, has to move him to Tampa. So now he's in Tampa and he's trying to make it Miami, but the vibe is just not the same. Tampa is kind of a smaller town vibe. It's very like chill. It's a beach town. And so every time I go to Tampa, it's just like the worst type of man. They insult you in some way. They treat you like you are a lady of the night. It is just not the vibe. And so I have now been on this tour with my family to tell them that they all need to move to the city over. It's literally you cross a bridge and you're in a place called St. Pete.
Okay.
And I am here to like head up the tourism industry for St. Pete because the vibe is completely different in St. Pete. And to me, the perfect example of that is a guy who approached me over the weekend that I think is a representation for how much better the men are over that bridge. So my experiences, again, with Tampa men, not great. Treat you like the lady of the night. Whereas I'm out in St. Pete, in downtown St. Pete, I'm like, how has it taken us this long to go to downtown St. Pete? Downtown St. Pete feels a little bit like New Orleans and Austin if they had a baby. There's some live music venues. There's some very, like, cute divey spots, some fun bars that, like, specialize in different shots. It's a cool vibe. It is a lot of fun. So we were out there celebrating my brother's engagement. We're day drinking, having a good time. And we go to this bar called Welcome to the Farm. And so think about like any bar you ever went to on Broadway in Nashville. That's what Welcome to the Farm is. There's a live band, there's dancing, it's a good time. And so we're leaving Welcome to the Farm and I'm out with my family and my mom flags me down. She's like, Abby. And I'm ready. I've got the Uber. I'm waiting for the Waymo or whatever. I'm trying to like get out. And she pulls me back into this bar and she pulls me aside and she goes, you will never guess what just happened. This guy just gave me his business card. He says, he wants to hit you up. Like he saw you out dancing. He didn't know how to approach you, but he saw me with you. So he decided to approach me and give me his business card.
Is that a turn off for you?
Okay, I was just going to add, let's pause there for just 1 second. Isn't that a major turn off?
So he said hi to me, but then I was like, I was on my way out. But he was so invested in like finding me that he was like, listen, I see that your daughter's running out. Like, can you give her my business card and like tell her to call me if she's down or whatever? My mom's like, well, she doesn't live here, but like, I'll let her know. And of course, my mom is trying to get me trapped in Florida.
Okay,
so she's very invested in this.
And this is a very good looking guy?
He's a good looking guy, yeah. Okay. Tall, brunette. He's my type.
Okay. Average looking guy does the same thing. Is it a major turnoff?
It just depends on the vibe. Like, I think somebody with social confidence has a level of attractiveness that I think can quote unquote compensate for any physical abnormalities.
So it didn't come off as if he was afraid. It just was the timing of it all.
I was running out. I was like, you know, I had been drinking all day. I was ready to go home. Like, I wanted some pizza. I heard there were garlic knots at the house. I was like, I'm ready to go. And also, like, my feelers are not out because I've had such bad experiences with guys in Tampa. And, you know, St. Pete is kind of this new experience, but I'm like, whatever. So he gives my mom the business card. I'm like, whatever. And my mom, I guess, had had a conversation with him and, like, told him who I was, my name or whatever. And so he finds me on Instagram and he just sends me, like, the longest paragraph later that night. And he said, listen, like, I know you're probably, you live in Atlanta. You look like a bustling career woman. I know that this is probably not the speed bump you're looking for, but, like, I just love your vibe and I would love to take you out. And I'm like, even though this is kind of coming on strong, I'm like, this is totally, totally different than my experiences with men in Tampa who have just been like the scum of the earth in the way that they talk to you. I'm like, who do you think I am? Do you think my name is Bonnie Blue? Like, what is happening? And this guy, despite the fact that, you know, he had a little bit of eagerness to him that some people could say is a little bit too strong, the fact that he like put himself out there and he liked what he saw so much that he was willing to put his pride on the line and make a move, talk to my mom, give me the business card, I think says everything about his character and the fact that St. Pete is so much better than Tampa.
This guy is representing an entire city now. Has this happened to you again in St. Pete or was this the first interaction?
This is the first time, but listen,
It only takes one.
That's true. I think just because we were having such a good day out in St. Pete and I've been telling my family that like I want to like Tampa. Like it's not like I'm coming down and wanting to hate the city, but every time I go out, there's just nothing to do. It's just restaurants. There's no places to like go dance. And so we're at St. Pete and we're having this fun day drinking vibe. We're going to all these different bars and you know, there's all these cute guys out and then this guy approaches me and is just such a gentleman that I'm like, this is proof that there is some kind of weird juju happening in Tampa that is not the same in St. Pete.
All right, so the obvious follow-up question here is because you are going back to Florida on our vacation next week. Are you linking up with this dude?
No, because I'm going back to Jack's.
How far is it?
It's like 4 hours and I'm just going for like 24 hours to see my mom and get some stuff done.
Did you at least respond?
Yeah, of course. And for reasons I'm not going to explain on air, just for privacy reasons, I'm not interested. But I did really respect the hustle. I respected the game.
Okay. Gotcha.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A former Baltimore Ravens star is benched all because of shocking allegations from multiple massage therapists. This has to do with a guy named Justin Tucker.
Oh, man.
Apparently, he's like a really good kicker from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, he had a really good career.
Was this the super religious dude that was controversial also? Or am I thinking of somebody
else? No, that's the Kansas City. That's Harrison Buttkicker. Buttkicker from the Kansas City Chiefs. Right, he made those controversial comments about women. This is a completely different dude. So this is Justin Tucker, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens. And 16 massage therapists have accused him of inappropriate behavior during sessions that apparently dated back years. Of course, he is denying it all. But the NFL has suspended him for 10 games and the Ravens have already released him. Wow. He doesn't plan on appealing. He just wants to move on. But of course, when it comes to stuff like this with allegations, we know the story is pretty much far from over.
That's a lot. His name has come up in that area before, but I'm assuming if the Ravens went ahead and just released him that they know enough to feel like they don't want to deal with him anymore because he's a really good kicker and that's hard to come by in that league. But yep, there's smoke, there's fire. It seems like they know more than we do.
Are the Baltimore Ravens good? Are they going to survive or is this like the end of them?
They're always
good.
Right.
They're always good. They're always in the mix. Solid.
See, if I was of an NFL player, like, that's the one job I would want to have is the kicker. You just come in for that one thing, you your thing, and you're like, all right, I'm going to go sit on the bench now.
Yeah, I don't know why more people don't encourage their, like, children to grow up to become kickers. You don't have to deal with the physical punishment of it all. You just come in when they need you. But it is an important job. People don't give it enough credit for how important it is.
All right, we were talking about hot takes earlier, and Tyler, the Creator, has a very hot take when it comes to podcasts. He says he absolutely hates them. He says, I think we give a lot of people who aren't smart and just want attention platforms to be loud and incorrect, and then other stupid people follow them. Where are the people with skills? We need electricians. We need more drummers, painters, teachers. Everybody with a mic is crazy. I just think that stuff is gross.
I don't really disagree with a lot of that statement, to be honest with you. When you listen, I mean, part of my job is to listen to podcasts over and over and over again, and I'm constantly saying this, that the beauty of podcasting is you don't need any experience whatsoever to start a podcast. And the terrible thing about podcasting is you don't need any experience to start a podcast because three-fourths of them really suck.
It's one of those things like photography. Like, you think just because you can press a button, you're a good photographer, but it takes so much more skill than that.
I was about to say that. In a lot of industries, like Bert always says, there has to be somebody really good and somebody really bad. And podcasting is no different.
Yeah. Now, we need more like shows. I think when I started my podcast, that's why I really liked the idea that I came up with about like telling other people's breakup stories. Cause like nobody needs another 26-year-old blonde girl on the internet going, dating is really hard. Like, we don't, we need less of that out there. All right. Sarah McLachlan, she wants to talk about her ASPCA commercial, the one that's so famous where you hear that song. She is speaking out and says that she doesn't like this commercial because she's like this happy and optimistic person. And this, she's like known for like this really depressing commercial that is raising money for the ASPCA, which helps animals. But the thing is, it raised $30 million a year that she's like, all right, like, even though this is like this, not the stain on my reputation, this is what I'm known for. At the very least, it's doing something good.
I get it, but there's a lot of worse things to be known for. I mean, that's not so bad.
Yeah, you could be Justin Tucker, and now you have this big headline about massage therapists on your resume. All right, the new Golden Bachelor is sparking controversy after voicing his preferences for the women he wants on the show. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
If you're average, this happens 57 times a year. At your house? That is your question for Lose Burt's Money. I got three contestants lined up. Here's $100. We'll go one by one with each incorrect answer. We will take $10 off the board. All right, Abby, will you keep track of this? Because I can't do two things at the same time. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Order pizza.
Order pizza 57 times a year at your house.
Is that once a week?
Do you order pizza once a week at your house?
No, but I'm very tempted to. We have a newborn, and sometimes dinner happens like on the fly.
No,
so
I get you.
Very tempted.
Okay, that might be happening, but that is not the answer that I have today. So we are now down to $90. By the way, Elizabeth, where are you calling us from?
Carrollton.
All right, thank you for listening, Carrollton. Shay, good morning.
Shay.
Sorry, that's me.
I'm taking another $10 off just because you didn't get your name right. Nah, Shay, you're at $90. Where are you calling us from?
Georgia. Atlanta.
You seem very confused by these very basic answers.
Did you make the call?
Did we call her?
What's happening?
I'm about to pull into work, so I'm like, I didn't expect to get through the phone either.
All right, I got two predictions here. First, I don't think you're going to win, and secondly, I think you're AI. But go ahead, take it. If you're average, this happens 57 times a year at your house.
Order takeout.
That is not the answer that we are looking for. And here is Mia. Good morning, Mia.
Good morning.
Hi, where are you calling us from?
Target, Georgia.
All right, let's go. You know the question here. If you're average, this happens 57 times a year at your house for $80.
Are you talking about food?
Huh? Are you asking for a hint?
Yeah, actually.
No.
It doesn't work like that. That's a good try, though.
Yeah. They should try that on Jeopardy. Hey, you know what? That's a tough one. Can you?
That's your job to tell us what we're talking about.
All right. If you're average, this happens 57 times a year at your house. It's an outrageous amount of instances, is all I'm saying for this.
I would say washing clothes.
Washing clothes. I on average, washing clothes.
57 times at my house.
Okay. 57 times a year at your house. That is not correct. We are now back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what you got for 70?
Yes, correct. 70.
Oversleep.
Oversleep. 57.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Once a week?
Once a week.
You're not going to get better alarms.
You said it was outrageous.
Well, I just think that... I couldn't even imagine this number being that high. It would be very tense. No, it is not.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, Shay, we are now at $60, I think.
Correct.
Host guest.
Mm-hmm. 57 times a year. Not my house.
Yeah, not me.
Not me.
All right, we are now down to $50 for Mia.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't wait for this question to begin with.
Well, you could do that. Well,
you call.
Did we have to call our contestants this time around?
It's like we're forcing you guys into calling. Go ahead, Mia. Average, this happens 57 times a year in your house.
An argument at the dinner table.
How did you just get that?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she got that. How did you just get that?
She was so mean to us. I almost don't want to give her the money.
That is specifically the answer.
That is specifically. Did you just Google that?
I did not. I'm driving.
I don't trust Mia.
Is anybody in the car with you, Mia?
No.
In the car with me?
I'm driving.
All right, Mia, you got $50. Yes, 57.
Yeah.
57 times a year at your house. There are arguments at the dinner table?
Once a week?
That's awful.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Not at my house.
Not at your house?
We don't believe you.
Yeah, we don't believe anything. We don't believe you at all.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.